For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for this hour, Dr. Kevin Passero. We are here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. Don't forget to tune in next week. My wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning for another great show related to health and wellness. We have a fantastic show lined up for you today. I have on the phone with me today a fantastic guest, Dr. James Gordon, who is the director of the Center for Mind-Body Medicine. He's a renowned author, has developed international programs to help people deal with stress. He's a Harvard-trained psychiatrist and has a wonderful amount of experience in alternative holistic medicine. And he's going to be talking with us today about more natural ways to deal with depression and anxiety and talking to us about self-care tips. He's going to be talking to us about this fantastic symposium his group puts on called the Food is Medicine Symposium that is local right here in the Washington, D.C. area. I just want to remind everybody that if you want to listen to any of our previously recorded shows, you can do so for absolutely free by going to www.myvillagegreen.com and clicking on the archive show section. You can also, if you have an iPod or MP3 player, you can go right to iTunes and type in the search bar Essentials of Healthy Living, and you'll get all of our previously recorded shows available for download in podcastable format. So it's a great resource. We've had some fantastic guests on in the last few months. Dr. David Perlmutter is a world-renowned neurologist who's pioneered amazing work in holistic therapies for neurological conditions. The other week, I had a fantastic guest on for a show on digestive health and food sensitivities. There's a wealth and bevy of information. I encourage you all to listen to it. So without further ado, I want to introduce Dr. Gordon. He has devoted over 40 years to the exploration and practice of mind-body medicine. After graduating Harvard Medical School, he was for 10 years a research psychiatrist at the National Institutes of Mental Health. There, he developed the first national program for runaway and homeless youth, edited the first comprehensive studies of alternative and holistic medicine, directed the special study on alternative services for President Carter's Commission on Mental Health, and created a nationwide preceptorship program for medical students. Dr. Gordon has created groundbreaking programs of comprehensive mind-body healing for physicians, medical students, and other health professionals, for people with cancer, depression, and other chronic illnesses, and for traumatized children and families in Bosnia, Kosovo, Israel and Gaza, in post-9/11 New York, and post-Katrina southern Louisiana, and for U.S. military returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. In areas where psychological trauma is widespread, they have created local leadership teams to fully integrate the Center for Mind-Body Medicine model into the ongoing services of the entire community or nation. What we're going to also be discussing a little bit today, Dr. Gordon's most recent book is Unstuck, Your Guide to the 7-Stage Journey Out of Depression. He is also author of The Comprehensive Cancer Care, Integrating Alternative, Complementary, and Conventional Therapies, and Manifesto for a New Medicine, Your Guide to Healing Partnerships and the Wise Use of Alternative Therapies. In addition, Dr. Gordon has written or edited 9 other books, including the award-winning Health for the Whole Person, and more than 120 articles in professional journals and general magazines and newspapers, among them the American Journal of Psychiatry, Alternative Therapies in Health and Medicine, Journal of Traumatic Stress, Psychiatry, the American Family Physician, the Atlantic Monthly, the Washington Post, the New York Times. He has also helped develop and write the educational materials to support the public television series Healing and the Mind with Bill Moyers. Dr. Gordon's work has been featured on Good Morning America, The Today Show, CNN, CBS Sunday Morning, Fox News, NPR, as well as in the New York Times, Washington Post, USA Today, Newsweek, People, American Medical News, Clinical Psychiatry, Town and Country, Psychology Today, Vegetarian Times, Natural Health, Health and Prevention. Are you blushing yet, Dr. Gordon?
No, I'm thinking of all the places I've been.
It's quite an impressive resume. You've had a fantastic career in pioneering this work in the world of mind, body, and alternative medicine. And I thank you for blazing that road as somebody who is on that road as well. So thanks so much for being on the show with us today. Really excited to have you here.
My mother were around to hear that introduction.
I'm sure you'd make her very proud. Let's talk today about, we have a lot of topics that we want to cover. There's so many different areas of expertise that you have. I think one of the things that you wanted to talk about and sort of just introducing this whole concept of the Center for Mind-Body Medicine and a lot of the work that you do is discussing the concept of self-care and what that means. And, you know, I would love for you to just sort of elaborate on your take on that, and maybe we can start a little dialogue, and it would be a good way to preface a lot of our other conversation today.
Great. Well, I think it's a really good place to start, because that's not only the theme of my work for the last even more than 40 years of really helping people learn how to understand and take care of themselves and to help each other out and using tools that are easily available to do that. That's not only my focus, but that's got to be the focus of any real change in our healthcare system. That the way that we have been going relies on physicians and other healthcare professionals and institutions to do things to or for us, basically pharmaceutical interventions or surgical interventions, and really marginalizes what we can do for ourselves. In fact, it should be just the reverse. What we have learned, if we pay attention to the evidence, is that over the last 50 years, it's become painfully and very expensively clear that method of having physicians and hospitals and professionals in general take care of it for us, it simply doesn't work. I mean, it's great if you're, you know, hit by a truck. You need people to take care of it, and if you have a very obvious vitamin deficiency, then you can redress that deficiency. But for most of the chronic conditions that most of us have most of the time, and the cost that create the vast amount of suffering and cost the vast amount of money, these are chronic conditions that are related to the way we live, to what we eat, to the stress in our lives, to how we exercise, to how we do or do not relate to other people and to our environment. So it is, as they say, a no-brainer. Unfortunately, it's that self-care has to be central to all health care.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up.
Missed.
Yep. Yeah, thank you for bringing that up, because there's so much, I mean, it's died down a little bit, but there was so much talk with healthcare reform about getting people insured. But the real healthcare reform that needs to happen in order to not have healthcare completely bankrupt our country is to teach people this aspect of self-care. And it is not integrated into our current medical model, even though there are tools. For example, let's say an average middle-aged person decides to go to their primary care physician for their annual sort of check-in. They find out they have a borderline blood pressure issue. If the doctor's really following the guidelines that have been laid out by the AMA, the first step should be a few months of some dietary and exercise interventions before pharmaceuticals are tried, if it's a borderline issue. There is the DASH diet, which was formulated and researched by the NIH. It's a dietary approach to stop hypertension. That's a whole foods-based diet that lowers sodium and lowers fat and includes foods that are high in vitamins and nutrients and potassium and magnesium, which lower blood pressure. But the problem is the doctor may spend 3 minutes discussing it, tell the person to try it, but there's no structure, there's no support for somebody to learn how to completely rework their diet. There's no insurance coverage to see a nutritionist or a naturopathic doctor or somebody else that might be able to coach them in that. So invariably, they're set up to fail. So when they come back in 3 months for their recheck, of course, there's been no change in their blood pressure, and pharmaceutical interventions are implemented to prevent other problems from happening, and that person is likely started on a road of lifelong pharmaceutical therapy to control their blood pressure, when in fact there were some self-care issues that could have been implemented. I mean, does this resonate with you, Dr. Gordon?
You said it beautifully, and, yeah, you gave a terrific example. And I think the issue that you're raising of support and education is the crucial one, because in the scenario that you present, which I think is absolutely typical, that 3 months gap, somebody gives you a piece of advice and may give you a piece of literature, that 3 month gap, people are wondering, you know, what can I do and how can I do it? And they need help with it and they need support. And I think this is absolutely crucial that not only, and the physician really doesn't know in too many cases, doesn't know too much about even those changes that he's recommending. And even less does he or she know about how to create the structure that will make it possible for people to make those changes. So I'm completely with you. The other thing is that even with borderline hypertension, I would, in my experience, is most people are prescribed medication right away, regardless of what the guidelines may be. It's simpler or seems simpler to the physician. It's easier, it's faster, and they're more used to it.
Yeah, and I think if the physicians had a structure where they knew people would get the right care, they could write a referral slip, they knew the patient's insurance would cover it, it was easily integrated, and they were seeing success from nutritional or dietary programs being implemented, they might go for it. But most of the time, 99% of the time, they probably see it fail. So from their standpoint, it's safer and better medicine to actually just prescribe the antihypertensive right off the bat. So, I mean, those are all faults that I see. And I think, is this at all what led to your impetus or desire to start this Center for Mind Body Medicine, or what led you to start the Center for Mind Body Medicine?
Well, it was for all these 40 years or so, it's become increasingly clear to me that self-care has to be central to all our health care. I started the center because it seemed to me that the best way for me personally to work was to create an institution devoted to this, which could then be a catalyst to help people in their practices, to help other institutions, hospitals, clinics, medical schools, nursing schools, and other institutions to bring this model in. It seemed like I needed I wanted a place where I could focus on what I wanted to focus on, which included certainly self-care, included work with kids, with physicians, that a place that where the spiritual dimension as well as the psychological and the physical were addressed, and where I could bring together like-minded people or people who are searching for a way and create a healing community. And it, what I realized after spending time at the National Institute of Mental Health and exploring other possibilities is that it really made sense to create my own teaching, my own educational institution, and that I'd have more freedom, I'd be able to do what I wanted to, and that I could have a much larger effect, even with a small institution, on others, other individuals and other institutions.
Great. Well, when we come back from the break, I want to pick up this conversation. I want to talk about some of the work that the Center for Mind-Body Medicine does, some of the principles that it teaches. I want to talk about your new book. You know, I mentioned in your bio that your Center for Mind-Body Medicine has worked with post-9/11 victims. And, you know, this is all very fresh in our minds with the recent news of Osama bin Laden actually being found and killed. So, you know, I think this is all very, very topical for the times we live in right now. So when we come back from the break, we're going to pick up this conversation with Dr. James Gordon. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, here on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM Federal News Radio, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and don't forget to tune in next week when my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning, covering another great show related to health and wellness. Today I have on the phone with me today Dr. James Gordon, who's devoted over 40 years to the exploration and practice of mind-body medicine. He is a Harvard Medical School graduate and the founder of the Center for Mind-Body Medicine. And in the last segment, we were just sort of talking about, Dr. Gordon, one of the reasons or some of the impetus that motivated you to start the Center for Mind-Body Medicine. And I'd love for you at the beginning of this segment, before we start talking about your new book, Unstuck, which is designed to help people deal with depression and anxiety, was wondering if maybe you could talk about some of the work that the Center for Mind-Body Medicine has done, because it really is impressive, the work you guys have done overseas, the work you've done locally with 9/11 victims and veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan. And I think you said that that kind of work really exemplifies or highlights a lot of the work that you're doing with this center. So maybe you can just elaborate on that for a minute.
Sure. When I started the center 20 years ago, I was always interested in working with people with very significant problems. So we began using the methods of mind-body medicine, relaxation and meditation and guided imagery and biofeedback and yoga, self-expression and words, drawings and movement, and small group support. That model that we've, you know, developed and refined, we began using that first for people with life-threatening illness and for inner-city kids who are going through a hard time, medical students, and it was clear that it was working well, that the people we were training, the doctors, the nurses, the educators, the community activists whom we were training were really benefiting greatly themselves, and they were able to use our model with these populations that were in need. And after a few years, it came into my mind, let me see if we can be helpful in some of the darkest and most troubled places on the planet. And so I began to explore that question. And through working some in southern Africa and then in Bosnia, it became clear to me that one had to bring what we had to offer to people as soon as possible when they were going through a difficult time. So a colleague and I went to Kosovo during the war, and we began to work with women and children and older people who were driven out of their homes and living up in the hills, and we began to work with some of the peacekeepers, the troops who were trying to keep the peace between the Serbs and the Albanians. And we found that our methods could be enormously helpful, and to make a long story short, eventually we worked with people during the war, worked with the Kosovars when they were refugees in Macedonia, came back in with the NATO troops, and ultimately created in Kosovo a national program of mind-body medicine, of self-care and mutual help. He trained 600 people, 600 clinicians and educators and community leaders, and our work became central to the community mental health system in Kosovo, which I think is the only country in the world where mind-body medicine is an official recognized part of the national health program.
So let's talk about that for a minute. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
That's okay. No. And I mean, subsequently, we've developed similar programs in Israel and Gaza, as you said, after 9/11, after Katrina in southern Louisiana, with troops coming home from Iraq and Afghanistan, and we now are hoping to develop a nationwide program in Haiti. To train up to 2,000 people and create what amounts to the first mental health program that country will have ever had.
Well, I mean, I just want to emphasize for a second. I mean, everybody knows about meditation and yoga and breathing exercises, and a lot of people are told to do them when they have stress or stress-related issues. But I think a lot of people get told that, and it's almost lip service. A lot of people, I don't think, understand that these tools actually have a very positive, very real clinical outcome when dealing with mental health issues. And I just want you to reiterate, based on your experience, the research that you've done, the fact that you've been, you know, working in the psychiatric mental health field for over 40 years, let people understand, when implemented properly, how effective are these tools in dealing with mental health issues and trauma?
Yeah, they are, in fact, very effective. I think one of the important things that we do is that we train people in a comprehensive approach, which includes all the tools that you mentioned and others. And that's one of the reasons I think that we get better results, because it's not just doing yoga or it's not just doing meditation. It's a comprehensive approach in which all of these aspects of self-care, of mind-body medicine, become part of the way you take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. What we have seen in studies that we have published, and we're just publishing another one in the next few weeks, is that in both children and adults who are traumatized by war, and even in ongoing situations of conflict, for example, in Gaza, we see an 80% improvement in PTSD symptoms after 10 weeks of being in a mind-body group for 2 hours a week, and those gains largely hold for up to 7 months. And these are, people can look at the cmbm.org website, CMBM.
Which is the Center for Mind-Body Medicine.
And the research is there. It's increasingly there. The research shows that this kind of approach is far better than any pharmaceutical approach for people who are traumatized, and that it's also better than any of the other or at least as good, if not better, than any other psychotherapeutic approach, including long-term individual therapy.
So, and I'm assuming that obviously if these techniques are working for people in war zones, highly traumatized, they obviously have a very significant role in the traumas associated with daily life, whether it be the child of an abusive or alcoholic parent, or somebody who suffered sexual abuse or relationship abuse, or any kind of trauma that is in your life. I'm imagining if these tools are working for really serious traumas, they're also going to be very effective tools for helping people deal with the other traumas of life and help them move on to be better people and engage in a more successful life in general.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, I mean, all of this work that we do overseas grows out of my own work individually with patients here in the United States, people who are anxious or depressed. And the method that we use overseas is the same method that I teach in Unstuck, Your Guide to the Seven-Stage Journey Out of Depression. It's a basic understanding that depression and post-traumatic stress disorder are not the end point of a disease process. They indicate that there's an imbalance, and they're really a wake-up call, and that we can a wake-up call to take a new look at our lives, to begin to include these techniques of self-awareness and self-care in our lives, to reach out to others, and that if we do that, not only are we very much likely to feel significantly better, and the research evidence is there, we are also likely to be able to change our lives in directions that are far more satisfying. And Unstuck is a step-by-step guide for readers to do that, either with a guide, with someone who will help them, a therapist or a clergy person, or indeed, for some people, on their own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, I mean, I was just going to do the brief intro so of Unstuck, and there's a quote that you have in there that kind of sums up your point on depression, which I think is really unique, and you alluded to it. But basically that, you know, understanding depression to be the beginning of an unfolding process of self-awareness, not the grim end of a disease process. So it almost seems like by going through these steps and processing the imbalances that lead to somebody being depressed is actually a way to start a process of healing or self-awareness almost. Is that correct?
No, that's absolutely right. And those imbalances, it's important to say, are psychological, but they're also physiological. Mm-hmm. They may be spiritual. They may be social. And we really have to pay attention. This is where diet, for example, comes in, and sometimes the need for supplementation or considerable supplementation. This is where physical exercise come in. This is where experiments to help you explore what's actually going on. What are you really upset about? And also to discover inside yourself the solutions to some of these problems that you may not have ever realized that you could come up with.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's a great teaser. When we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about some of the specific steps that Dr. Gordon reviews in Unstuck in helping you go through this very meticulous step-by-step process that he's developed to help deal with depression, to help deal with trauma, to help deal with anxiety. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero on the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acid offalus, 900% more. Get acid offalus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acid offalus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. The Village Green Apothecary is a health and wellness pharmacy located right here in Bethesda, Maryland. They've been providing health and wellness services to the community for over 40 years and have a great suite of services to offer. They have a conventional pharmacy that will fulfill your usual prescription needs. They have a wonderful compounding pharmacy, which make custom hormones, custom vitamins, all sorts of custom different nutraceuticals and prescriptions for people. And they have over 10,000 different health and wellness products, from vitamins to supplements to skincare and beauty care products, as well as a wonderful staff of extremely helpful, extremely knowledgeable individuals that are there to help you. So if you haven't been by, I encourage you to stop by or call. I have on the phone with me today Dr. James Gordon, who's devoted over 40 years to the exploration and practice of mind-body medicine. He is the founder of the Center for Mind-Body Medicine and has been pioneering excellent work all over the globe in regards to using mind-body medicine to help people deal with trauma and psychological issues. In this segment, we're talking about, or we introduced his book, Unstuck, Your Guide to the Seven-Stage Journey Out of Depression. And in this segment, Dr. Gordon, I would love for you to share a little bit more about your book. I was telling, talking about in the break with you how, last night you have, I guess, this PBS special that looks like it's in the can, has been shot and everything, that's ready to come out.
It's actually been on.
Has it been on?
And goes on periodically. And people can order it from Maryland Public Television or where it has appeared several times.
Okay, great. So it's about your book, Unstuck, and I was able to watch a few clips of it on YouTube last night, and you it alluded to this really great segment. It was a short segment, but it was about one of the steps in dealing with your demons, and I thought it had a lot of really interesting messages in there about it, and I'm not going to try and explain it. I'll let you elaborate. I'm sure you know that talk, like the back of your hand after shooting it for PBS. So,
Let me just say just what the idea is, that it is a journey out of depression, and in Unstuck I describe the seven stages. So I should give people a little context if I could.
That would be excellent.
Okay, so the first stage is the call. That is becoming aware that something is wrong. One of the problems for many people is they just don't know what's going on. And so we have to become aware of the fact that we are stuck, and I use that word because that's how so many people describe how they feel, people who have so-called clinical depression and people who just feel out of sorts or like their life is not going anywhere. And that involves a process of kind of self-evaluation or assessment or taking stock, which includes taking a look at what's going on physically, taking a look at what's going on psychologically, socially, in your job, emotionally, at home. This is an area, incidentally, where I think it's really important, where naturopathic medicine or the work of a nutritionist or dietitian can be very important in helping people take a look at diet, which may be certainly a significant element in causing or perpetuating depression.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that definitely in the whole seminar that you guys, or symposium, the Food is Medicine seminar. So we're definitely going to get to that. So
great.
Go ahead and continue elaborating.
The second stage is guides, finding a guide on the journey, finding someone who is not made. Too many doctors and actually psychotherapists even seem to get very anxious when people tell them that they're very depressed. And I think you need and then they rush to prescribe drugs. Mm-hmm. And I think most of us, when we're really depressed or anxious, we need someone who is there for us, who will help us develop programs of self-care, who will be there to support us as we go through difficult times. So I really talk about how to find the appropriate person, not only appropriate in terms of having the appropriate credentials, but someone you really connect to. They can have all the credentials in the world, and if they're standoffish or if they seem insensitive or anxious, you don't want to be with them. The third stage is the surrender to change. What happens when you're depressed, or for that matter, when you're anxious or traumatized or have any kind of chronic condition, is that nothing's moving. I mean, chronic conditions essentially are defining a repetitive, non-productive pattern, whether it's depression or hypertension or type 2 diabetes. It's just not working, and you're kind of sidelined in this destructive cycle. So there needs to be something to move us back into the current of life and change. And here's where physical exercise and movement and dance can be so useful. And then one thing I'd want to say to people who are listening is that it's really important that you can sometimes just start with something small, a few minutes of walking, putting on music and dancing for 5 minutes. It begins the process of change. It brings us back to life. I think people often get intimidated. I can't go for a run. I can't go for a walk for half an hour, the way it says in the medical journals. Well, you don't have to begin that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's an excellent point, because our topic, or one of the main things that you're discussing, is self-care. Now, with people who are really depressed, self-care is oftentimes one of the hardest things to achieve. Even things as simple as bathing and shaving or brushing teeth can fall by the wayside in people who are really depressed. So they need to start in the right way. They need the right support system around them. I mean, isn't this a reality of depression in a lot of people?
Yeah, I think it's really, you're absolutely right. And you do need someone who's there with you who says, great, you brushed your teeth today. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. Not, oh, you didn't brush your teeth, I've got to give you Prozac. No, it's somebody who's not scared of the difficulties that come up for people. At the same time, someone who's responsible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if somebody is really seriously suicidal, you know, you need to do something. One of the problems, incidentally, speaking of this function of the guide, is that too many clinicians will write a prescription, especially primary care MDs, they'll write a prescription for an antidepressant. They'll say, I'll see you in 2 months. What? You know, Don't write the prescription. See them the next week. See what happens. Be with them. Things may turn around. One of the worst problems with depression is the feeling of isolation that people have. And if they've actually come into your office, even if they're not brushing their teeth, the fact that they've come is a very positive step, and we have to remember mm-hmm. that. The fourth stage is the one you mentioned, dealing with demons. And I use the word demon, D-E-M-O-N, comes from the Greek daimon, D-A-I-M-O-N. And we think of demons as just kind of threatening and dangerous and horrible. But the Greeks understood something that we've forgotten, which is that inside us there is a very powerful force. And that force, sometimes called our genius or our daimon, Socrates used to consult the daimon inside, you know, which would tell him, you know, what's going on and what do you need to do and where do you need to go. So what I suggest, or even very strongly suggest in Unstuck, is that we look at these demons that we have, and that we try that really make us miserable. I'm not saying they don't make us miserable, but that we find in them the diamond or the wisdom. So, for example, in loneliness, which is a demon that many, many people suffer from, that the loneliness may be telling us, if we relax a little with it, it's telling us first to connect with ourselves, and then allowing, by connecting with ourselves, by feeling what's actually going on inside us, it allows us to connect with others. If resentment is the demon, resentment's a really bad one too. You know, you're just sort of irritated with everybody else. You think they've got it better than you. You wish something bad would happen to them. Well, let yourself feel that anger full out. Not at your coworker or your wife or your husband, but allow yourself to feel all the anger. So maybe you need to pound pillows. It sounds simple, but I've certainly found it effective in my life, and my patients have. And when that happens, then a little relaxation comes after 5 minutes or 10 minutes of pounding pillows. And then maybe a little smile comes, and a little sense of underneath that resentment, there's actually a sense of fellow feeling, a sense of compassion for yourself first, and then for others. So the point, and what I show people in Unstuck, is that you can really essentially get a consultation from your demons and have them help you figure out not only how to deal with them, but how to find the truth that you need, the diamond, the direction, the genius that's there underneath the surface of the demon.
Which really, you know, reflects your whole concept of depression being an unfolding process of self-awareness.
That's right. That's what it is. If we we can allow it to happen, encourage it to happen, if we have the basic tools and the basic sort of nourishment that we need, both emotional and physical and spiritual nourishment, then it can happen. It's a natural process to move through depression.
So what about people who have like a strong family history of depression, where there was maybe it ran in their parents or, you know, and aunts and uncles, and they have it? I mean, where does the genetic biochemical makeup of a brain sort of come into this versus maybe situational due to stress or resentment or some of these emotions? And how do people, I mean, do the techniques, can they branch out and work for all these types of situations? Or maybe you can elaborate a little bit about that.
It's a great question. And I think that what's happened in recent years is, first of all, we do understand that there are people, there are families in which depression is more likely to happen. That's true. That's a fact. But as we look closer at the genetics, what we see is that it's a predisposition rather than an established fact. And it's not so much, in some of the studies that have been done, a predisposition to depression. It's a predisposition to having difficulty dealing with stress. So if you can learn how to deal with stress better, you can actually affect the expression of your genes, called epigenetics, and you may never get depressed, or if you are depressed, you may be able to reverse the depression.
Yeah,
I think it's really, the question you raise is so important because people feel doomed.
Yes.
You know, my grandfather had it, my mother had it, so I'm going to have it too. Well, that's not true, and that's really a very dangerous self-fulfilling prophecy. And
yep.
We need to see that the genes are, it's not like there's some simple conditions like phenylketonuria or sickle cell anemia where, you know, you've got the gene and that the gene's going to come out this way and there really isn't too much you can do about it. It's going to come out, but even there, actually, you can do things with the way you eat and the way you live that may make a difference. So
yeah.
Much truer.
Absolutely.
With depression.
Yep. And I encourage people, I did a whole show with Dr. Joseph Lamb from the Institute of Functional Medicine on epigenetics 2 weeks ago. And we discussed this whole aspect of how so much of what we do in regards to diet, lifestyle, psychosocial factors, we're learning so much about our genes and how they're affected. And I love this quote of health is the favorable expression of our genetic code and disease is the unfavorable expression of our genetic code. And there are many things that we do starting in utero with our mother's health to how we are fed when we're young to things that we do throughout our life that can have very significant impacts on our genetics. And every day, research has been showing us that we have more control over the expression of our genetic code than we ever thought previously, and it is very exciting research. Now, when we come back from the break, we're going to pick up this conversation with Dr. James Gordon. We're going to be discussing some aspects of the Food is Medicine symposium that he puts on. It's local right here coming up in June and open to all of the public, and we're going to talk about how food plays into this and some of the topics and things that are going to be covered in this very, very wonderful symposium that always gets excellent rave reviews. So this is Dr. Kevin Pacero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow-affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals. Committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning next week, so don't forget to tune in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., and if you can't listen live, you can always download our previously recorded shows for absolutely free to listen to at your leisure, either by going to www.myvillagegreen.com and clicking on the archive show section on the right-hand side of the homepage, or you can go right to iTunes and type in the search bar Essentials of Healthy Living and get the show in podcastable format to download to your MP3 player for absolutely free. So that's a great way. Today we've been having a wonderful show. I feel so lucky to have Dr. James Gordon on the phone with us today. He's devoted over 40 years to the exploration and practice of mind-body medicine. He's been a pioneer in the work of mind-body medicine, bringing it to people all over the world, and is the founder of the Center for Mind-Body Medicine. We've been talking about his new book, Unstuck, which is a guide to help bring people out of their depression. It's a seven-step, correct, Dr. Gordon?
That's right.
Yeah, seven-step, laid out, wonderful book, has gotten excellent reviews and a lot of great strategies to help people deal with depression. In this last segment, I really want to talk about something very important, which is the symposium that the Center for Mind-Body Medicine puts on called the Food is Medicine Symposium. And I talk about this all the time. The average person consumes over 2,500 pounds of food every year. That's over a ton of food. How can we possibly think that food does not affect our health? We eat it multiple times every day. It is one of the most important and strongest signals to our body, triggering hormones, triggering our genetics, and can have a profound impact on our health. And I am assuming, Dr. Gordon, that is why you found it necessary that the Center for Mind-Body Medicine develop a symposium to educate people on how food is actually medicine. And I would love to get your take on this and love for you to have elaborate on it and tell us about what's going to be covered and how you came to running this symposium. And I'm just going to let you go.
Absolutely. Well, the title, first of all, comes from Hippocrates, the father of Western medicine, who said, let food be your medicine and medicine your food. And unfortunately, most Western physicians have complete amnesia for that part of what Hippocrates said. And as you say, food is an absolutely integral part of our lives, and it's something that can have very deep biological effects on genetic expression, on every hormone, on every cell, on every molecule in the body. And it's only a kind of peculiar cultural blindness that makes it difficult for health professionals to see and understand this. And we're trying to help them take off the shades and look at what's actually there. And I started the course at Georgetown as a course for medical students in the mid-1990s. And then my colleague Susan Lord joined with me, and we taught it to Georgetown medical students. And it was so popular. It was by far the most popular of the electives that the students had. And we had students lined up to take it if they possibly could. So it became clear that this kind of course, this kind of sort of A to Z, starting with the fundamentals and the environmental context, the ecological context, the historical context of nutrition, moving into the biology and the biochemistry of nutrition, and then out into how you can use nutrition in your own life and how you can use it clinically, that this approach was absolutely essential, or should be essential, for every healthcare professional. So we began to do it as a course for professionals and for people in the community who are interested in learning about nutrition for themselves and their families and others in the community. And we started, about 10 or 12 years ago, teaching food as medicine, and it's just grown, and it's gotten better every year. We have two taglines for it. One is, it's a semester's worth of nutrition in 4 days, and the other is, it's the course that we always wished we'd had in school, and here it is. And so it's not a, you know, many conferences, there are, you know, maybe great presentations, but they're kind of, you know, a piece here and a piece there, and it's not integrated. This is a complete course from start to finish, and it's suitable both for people who are experts in nutrition. We have people who are, you know, teaching nutrition in PhD programs who come as students to this course. We have physicians who've been in practice, both allopathic physicians and naturopathic physicians who've been in practice for years who come to the course. And we also have people who are really just thinking, you know, I should be learning more about nutrition than I know already. I should be making this available to my patients. And what we've been able to do, and, you know, put out a lot of thought and a lot of effort into doing, is to creating a course that works for both groups of people, that works on both levels. So it's, as you said, the reviews of the course from the people who come are stunning. They feel, you know, the course goes from June 9th to 12th, from Thursday through Sunday, and what we say is that on Monday morning, you can begin to use what you've learned with yourself and your family and your patients as well. The other thing I want to say about the course is that we have an incredible team that works on it. Our efforts at the Center for Mind-Body Medicine are very much team efforts, and Joe Cooper, who manages the program, and Kathy Swift, who's a terrific dietitian who helps to organize all the educational materials, and Rebecca Katz, who's our chef, you know, so we all work together on bringing in the speakers and organizing and refining the curriculum and making sure that the food that we serve every day at lunch gives people the kind of inspires the people who are coming and gives them the sense that it's possible to have really healthy food that tastes fabulous.
Yeah, and that is an absolute reality. And I think a misconception that people have is, in order to eat healthy, you have to start eating bland tasting food and nothing that tastes good. And actually, what's funny is the best reports, or not the best, I mean, the most people that I've heard reports about, good reports about the symposium, have not been physicians or clinicians. They've been just people who are interested in learning more about food and nutrition and diet and lifestyle and how to implement these things for them and their family. So just for people out there listening, if you have an interest in this, you don't have to be a physician or a clinician to get something out of this course. It is designed, as Dr. Gordon was saying, and this isn't even from my personal experience, this is what I hear from people in the community, it's designed for people who are just interested in nutrition and health in general. And it has served to be a great experience for everyone that I've ever known who's going to go, and I am very much planning on being there this year. So the dates again are going to be when?
It's June 9th through 12th. It's at the Hyatt Regency in Bethesda, and you can register on our website, cmbm.org. And if you have questions, you can get in touch with Joe Cooper, and it's J, initial J, COOPER, at cmbm.org. And you can ask if you have questions, you know, is it suitable for me?
Mm-hmm.
You want to find out more about the curriculum, you can get in touch with her. One of the other things I want to add is that we're very committed to working with people who are working with the underserved, whether you're, you know, as you're saying, Kevin, whether you're a clinician or not a clinician. So we have sometimes ministers and members of churches or synagogues who come because they want to learn, and they want to learn more about it, and they want to make this program, these kinds of foods and this kind of knowledge available to people in their community. So we do provide some partial scholarships for those people who are working with the underserved, and part of our function also is to help create support for the people who come to Food as Medicine as they go back into their community, and particularly here in the D.C. area, to provide ongoing connections to others who are doing similar work, who also see that food should be central to their lives and to what they do to help other people.
Yeah, that's fantastic. It is such an incredibly glaring blind spot in medicine. When you look at places like the American Cancer Society or the American Heart Association, when they come out and they say that a diet rich in vegetables and fruits and things like that reduce risks of cancer, reduce risks of heart disease, which are the number two killers of Americans in this country, the data is there to prove it. However, the actions are not there to back it up, because the average interaction that people have with their primary care physician, which is the most frequent contact people have with the healthcare profession, there's no education on that. Where's the education in medical school? There's maybe an hour of nutrition in medical school at most in a lot of schools. So there's no, the physician on the front line are being trained. However, the research on a national level is telling us that food is medicine, and food is one of our most powerful tools in bringing and ensuring health of people. And it goes right back to the aspect that we started full circle at the beginning of the show, which is self-care, and this aspect of self-care and how the lack of self-care and the lack of tools to teach people appropriate self-care is truly what's bankrupting our country and our healthcare system and leading to the terrible health that our country is facing. I say this all the time, but this generation of children is the first ever to have a lower life expectancy than their parents because of childhood obesity, because of sedentary lifestyle, because of the lifestyles that we have in our country. And that is scary. These children are the future of our country. It is what our country has worked for a long time to build, and here it is getting thrown away because of poor health. So that's my tirade on food as medicine and overall health. I hope people enjoyed it. Dr. Gordon, thank you so much for being a guest on the show today. I hope people go to the C Center for Mind Body website, the CMBM, is that right?
CMBM.org. You'll see the lineup we have. We have Mark Hyman, who's one of the great nutrition educators in the country, David Ludwig, who's one of the great researchers on obesity and its long-term consequences for kids. So we have wonderful faculty at Food as Medicine.
That's great. So please, people, sign up for the symposium, look into it, investigate the Center for Mind Body Medicine website, and check out Dr. Gordon's new book, Unstuck. So thank you again, Dr. Gordon. Really appreciate you being a guest on the show today.
Thank you, Kevin. Look forward to doing it again.
All right. Take care.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.